Of image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist MIGS is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and as you can tell, that's David Christmas.
In the house.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is Help Me, Help Me, Help Me,
the official OPT Network.
The what show?
The bigger show.
With the what sound?
With the bigger, bolder sound.
Hey, everybody. It's just bigger. It's Tuesday morning, April 8th. Remember, you can always connect with us via our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live for the what morning show?
The Prime Time Morning Drive Show. Prime Time. Prime time!
Are you feeling absolutely fabulous this morning?
It's prime time.
It is prime time. And if you're driving to work, like we probably know that you are already, or kids that are standing out by school, but by school stops this morning, we want to encourage you, as we always do, to please give yourself enough time to get there safely. Not necessarily slowly, but safely. By staying engaged, every single morning we try to remember to ask you to watch out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. Remember, they're in effect until 9 a.m. And you know what? Every single morning we see somebody rip-roaring through school zones. And you know what? I absolutely do have a humility for that, even though, you know, we have a young school-age young man, and a lot of people are getting their kids to school. But in our minds, we just automatically think that faster gets us there quicker, faster is better. And even if you're speeding through a school zone, I guarantee you the light that is on the other side of the school zone is probably gonna catch you. You're not gonna get there any faster, because invariably there's always somebody on the road that is absolutely not in a hurry. And you know, Dan said some things, and during yesterday's show and conversation, we really started contemplating the anger that we sometimes feel when people get ahead of us in the line, or cut us off, and we feel angry. And you know what we realized? That's almost like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. The only person that's mad in the car is you. Those people are going on about their business. So this morning, what I did, I've been waking up every single morning, DC, really, really early. Just really meditating and praying, and didn't really understand the fullness or how deep meditation can go. Just meditating on just several different things. And I was up this morning and just really, really early, and just begin to find those breaths, just really bringing myself into my body this morning when it was just early and everybody was sleeping, and just really finding my center. And you know, Dan said some really, really important things yesterday, and many of us are dealing with those voices in our head. And it doesn't mean that you're schizophrenic. It doesn't mean that you're crazy. It just means that there are always voices in our heads that are competing for our attention. Those voices most often are voices of negativity, voices of doubt, voices of fear, voices of unbelief. And you have to really, really, really own where you are in that space and know that you can control that by opening up your mouth and speaking back to those voices. And lately I have been really encountering people that are openly talking about what's going on in their head. And so as we move forward, for ourselves personally, we're trying to come out of our heads. You know, come out of that place of negativity and be more kind to yourself. And when you start to become more kind to yourself, more compassionate, have more humility for yourself, then it's a lot easier to have humility for others. But when you don't have any self-humility, when you're not compassionate to self, chances are you're never going to be compassionate to others. So this morning, if you're traveling in, and we know that you are, you're getting ready to start your Tuesday morning, we're well on our way. We still have great, great momentum from yesterday's show, from Momentum Monday. And, you know, this morning I was thinking, what shall I say about today? And DC asked me before we got started, he said, what cup are you drinking from this morning? And I said, I think I'm going to drink from my be-fulfilled cup with my smile under B. Because this morning, the place that I want to be in is a place of being fulfilled. You know, when you're fulfilled, it means that it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But when you're fulfilled, for me, it means right now, right where I am, I have everything I need at this moment, 7:43 Central Time. I have everything I need right now. I can be comfortable right here. I can be fulfilled. I'm not thinking about the next thing, the next person, the next anything. I am just fulfilled sitting here talking with you, hopefully giving you a real soothing this morning that you can find your breath. And you know, he was talking about just normal breathing. And this morning I really tried that. But sometimes when I'm feeling overcome, overwhelmed, sometimes I have to really, really fill my lungs with lots and lots of air, and I have to hold it, and then I have to release it. And I do that a few times, and that brings me back to a place of calm. But when you understand that fulfillment, and it's different for everybody, I'm sure, but at this moment, for me, fulfillment is just being okay right here, right now. And what I learned from reading all of these books and reading Elizabeth's Decrees, and even reading Dogs to the Rescue, I understand that everything that I am contemplating, everything that is going on in and around my space, God is in control. And that when I plug in to the source, and I've been knowing this, I've been confessing this, but you know, sometimes it can take just one person that God sends that can say it in a way that just creates so much clarity that it makes you say, did I really get it when I thought I had it? And so right now, I guess I'm going through this sort of epiphany of thinking I had things, thinking I had it when I really didn't. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever said to yourself, oh, I'm not going to do that again. I got it. I understand what I did. I understood the moment. And you find yourself a week, maybe even a few days, maybe even, you may even go a month or so, or 2 months or so, and you might not do that thing again, but then you do it again. And so you thought you had it, but you really didn't have it. And that's kind of how I felt yesterday. I thought I had a real grasp on some things. And yesterday, Elizabeth came and brought so much enlightenment for me personally that I realized I thought I had it and I really didn't. And so if that's you this morning, and you're saying, Carlette, I do that all the time. And the great thing about radio is that you can talk back to me and you can make these confessions about yourself and nobody knows you're doing it. The only difference is sometimes I make my confessions openly and publicly. And that's what I need to do for myself so that I understand that I am accountable to me. You know how easy it is to be unaccountable to yourself? How easy it is to say things that are hurtful and mean and do things that are ugly and never really own it? Well, when you start to live in real truth, you start to own who you are and where you are. And that's the beauty of radio. You can do this. Nobody can see you. You can find your center. You can find that sense of peace, that sense of comfort, that sense of contentment right where you are. And nobody even has to know but you. It's sort of a situation with you and you. And so I don't know why I felt the need to just share that with you this morning, but I just did. And I hope that you are feeling your center this morning. I hope that you're feeling grounded. And I hope that you, like I, am on that journey of finding the real you, the real contentment, the real peace, being fulfilled. And what I have decided is that I have to do it in little baby steps. And so that's why I decided to drink my big cup of tea this morning out of being fulfilled. Because I decided I need to be okay right where I am. And when I'm okay right where I am, then God can trust me to move into the next place, into the next space with a sense of peace and a sense of calm. And that could be for someone else. So if you're all irate and out of control and your spark is out of the window and you're just waiting for somebody to light it, then you're just waiting to go off. And so this morning, as you get your week started, you know, we made it through Monday. Today is Tuesday. And what we're seeing is that time is just, I mean, it's moving so quickly that before you know it, it's already April 8th. Before you know it, we will already have made it through April. And what I have really begun to understand is that time is moving so rapidly, and so are we. And if you don't take a moment to just be fulfilled, to be happy with right where you are, then you will have missed a whole month. And then before you know it, you will have missed a whole year. And then before you know it, you know, you'll say, okay, where am I? Well, you can start right now. Start by finding your center and start by making a decree that you intend to be fulfilled right now. Not within the next 30 minutes, the next 15 minutes, the next hour, but right now. This segment is sponsored by Roy Law Offices. Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. Also, minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is our top priority. For more information, 318-445-9700. Also, Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website can be accessed 24/7 by logging on to www.hicksonhasit.com. Don't forget,
the better state that you can get to by using your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. It's that time of the year. Yep. We need to make sure our insurance is on point. And if you're in Rapides Parish and surrounding areas, the number to phone, 318-487-1881. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. We're going to get a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point. Stay with us, everybody.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron?
How'd you get here?
Magic. Now, what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Starts to cry. The lady wants to know the reason why. Daddy's just like Coltrane. Baby's just like Miles. The lady's just like heaven when she smiles. She wants to know, she wants to know the reason. Got to know the reason why. This man has got to go. This man is always leaving. How he hates to say goodbye. What she doesn't know is there really is no reason. Really is no reason.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, we know that you're on your way by now. We want to remind you, as it begins to rain, please make sure that you stay safe. Give yourself enough time and get there carefully. Remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. Switching gears this morning, we're going to tell you who and what's on point. You know, it is always, always our effort to bring you what's happening in our community. Make sure that you're on point about things that are happening and how you and your family can get involved. And this morning we're joined by Faith Johnson. She's the Rapides Parish Library Assistant Reference Manager, and she's here to talk about the wonderful community health fair that is going to be happening this Saturday. Faith, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
For sure. Before we talk about the community health fair program and the event that's happening, I ask Faith, we saw Faith on Saturday at the Start a Heart Sinlaw event, and I asked Faith, because we didn't get a chance to see you before it was over. I mean, after it was over, and I said, "What did you think about the event?"
I think it was wonderful. It was wonderful. It helped me so much. You could see so many people. It was so many people, and these people came out caring about making a difference. And you could tell it, and it relieved my mind that it gave me some skills just in case something happens. I'm more prepared with CPR. I intend to be there next year.
So,
for
Faith,
a refresher course.
Absolutely.
Yes. I hope I never have to use it.
I know we were both saying that.
At least I know more than I did before.
And so, what gave you a sense that people cared?
Because they were there, and they knew that this is not just about my family. And the stories that they heard, it could be anyone. Because if you see anyone in a situation where they're in dire need of CPR, you don't want to just stand there and scream for help if there's no one else to help. It motivated you to help. And all of the people that showed up there knew that. They knew that I'm coming here. I don't know if I'll ever need to use this. I may not have to use it, but if I do, I want to be able to help somebody. I don't want to feel helpless in a situation like that. And that's how I felt. I can't speak for everyone, but that's how I felt. And being a caretaker of parents and things like that, and just being around kids, you want to be able to educate yourself about how you can help them.
That's wonderful. One last question before we talk about the community health fair. Had you ever taken CPR before?
Long time ago, like college. I didn't know about the hands. I really needed a refresher course.
Mm-hmm.
It was years ago. So this was it was like learning something new, because it is so much more advanced now. That I really needed to know that.
Very good. Well, we're really, really, really excited about the community health fair that is happening this Saturday. Let's talk about what's going to be happening at the community health fair.
Okay. We're happy to put this on. It will be a chance for people not only from the library. This is sponsored by Amerigroup, first of all. And
absolutely.
I'm thankful that they are able to help us and to help us do this. We wouldn't be able to do this without their assistance and their sponsorship. But this is wonderful in the aspect that a lot of people come in the library and they want to find out about health and wellness, or people want to read up more on what their doctor told them, what condition they may have. And this is an opportunity for them to come find out the latest information on websites. Not only health websites, journal articles, medical articles, but just everyday general information that they will be able to understand, maybe learn more about what the information that they need without the medical terminology.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can find the medical terminology. They can find out things about health apps.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much out there, and this is an opportunity to do that. Plus, check with local agencies. All of this is free. This is a chance where you can come out. You may say, I wonder about this business or that business. Well, come out and see what the businesses can offer to you.
Well, this is what we're really, really excited about, is that we are partners as well with Amerigroup Real Solutions, and Amerigroup is a company. And you hear companies advertising all the time, but what you really don't see are companies that really put their money where their mouth is in giving back to the community. And this is an incredible opportunity for people that, say, maybe aren't going to the doctor as much as they need to.
Yes.
People that are unsure about their blood pressure. People that are unsure about their body mass index.
Yes.
And about their diabetes. Talk about how those people can benefit from this absolutely free community health fair.
I think especially with the blood pressure too, that is something that we all need to be aware of. And usually some people may go to the doctor and say, oh, my blood pressure is high because I was nervous about going to the doctor.
Exactly.
Well, this is a chance to just come out on Saturday, leave your house, come on in, and in a joyful environment. There will be a lot of different activities for everyone, and to just come out and be calm and get your blood pressure checked, you know. And this will give you an opportunity to talk with a professional, and if it is high, to find out what to do about it. And some people just check their blood pressure all the time. Well, just come out and compare it to the meter that you may have at home, what the professionals say, you know.
Absolutely. And you guys have created not only a great opportunity, but a fun opportunity where people don't have to worry about if they can bring their kids or not.
Yes.
It's going to be a family affair.
Yes, it is a family affair. This is for anyone. If you don't have children, don't think, well, it's just a family affair. It's for everyone. But the children will be entertained, and it's a learning environment for the children also. There are activities, but they are healthy activities and fun physical activities also for the children. And you can also be going around to the different agencies while the children may be playing at another table or playing. The children will even be playing hopscotch. And that's a game that you don't see a lot of kids playing now, but they'll be. We even have hopscotch for them to play.
Faith, do you think that kids in this generation even know what hopscotch is?
I tell you what, I thought they didn't, but I was so surprised. We have the Tween Advisory Group and Teen Advisory Board at the library, and we met two Saturdays ago, and I said, these are kids from 10 to 18, and
uh-huh.
We do community service, but we also have fun. And I said, they're going to volunteer, too, to help out at the community health fair. And I said, how many of you know how to play hopscotch? And a lot of them taught me a thing or two.
Has it changed?
Hopscotch. Yeah, to me, it has changed. But it was really fun. There were a lot of laughs. At first I said, they're not going to like this. They're used to the Wii and all of that. And the Wii will be at the health fair because there are a lot of physical exercises on Wii, mm-hmm. you know, and things like that. So we'll have that. But we're going to have some old games, too, and some games where you have to think. We'll even have a fast food card game.
Wow.
So it's. Between the healthy and the junk food. And if you get a junk food card, you'll see what you have to do.
Absolutely. Well, Faith, you know you do an incredible job with putting these events together. And every single time that we talk to you about things that you're doing, we can see that you put your heart and your whole self into making this happen. I want you to tell people when it's going to be and where it's going to be.
It's going to be at the Alexander Fulton Hotel, 701 4th Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, at 10 a.m., from 10 to 2 a.m. And please come out. There is a lot to do. There's a lot of information out there for everyone. No one will be left out.
Absolutely.
And there are, of course, giveaways at the various tables and from the library. So you can leave with free prizes, free information, and a better you just by knowing more.
Absolutely. Now, as we talk about a better you, DC, we cannot forget about our partners, Amerigroup Real Solutions, and they've got a lot going on. Let's talk about
that. Amerigroup is sponsoring this event. They are, am I right, Faith?
Yes,
they are
that's
correct. They are the big sponsor of
yes.
this. And also, Amerigroup Real Solutions is a sponsor of On Point Talk. And let me just kind of give you guys an idea of who they are, because y'all hear us talking about them all the time. They support what we do here. They support the community. And you'd see they're supporting at the library. They support here on the program. But Amerigroup Real Solutions is a company that you actually register to be on through Bayou Health. The Bayou Health System is a way most of Louisiana's Medicaid and LACHIP recipients receive health care services. So what happens is there are four companies that you can register to be with if you get Medicaid or LACHIP services. And what we would like for you to do is if you register with one of those companies, we need for you to register with Amerigroup.
Absolutely.
They all do the same things, but they all don't support. And so we're wanting to deal with the company that supports our community. And so as you can see from Faith being here, talking about this event to help our kids, it's being sponsored by Amerigroup Real Solutions. So all we want you to know is that this company is giving back to the community in many, many different ways. And so they're going to be having the enrollment starts May 15th.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it starts, let me see here.
Exactly. And that's open enrollment.
Yeah, it's called open enrollment. So that's going to be for new people who are people who already have an existing situation to register with that same company or move to another company. And what we're asking you to do is, if you're with another company, just move to Amerigroup.
Absolutely.
And if you're new to LaChip or Medicaid, just ask for real, when you register, just tell them you would like to be registered with Amerigroup.
Absolutely. And DC, talk about why it's so critically important that people who are listening and who listen to the show every single day support those businesses that support giving back to their community.
Well, absolutely, because everything we do here, and we pride ourselves in being a self-help program. What we do is give the listener information that is going to help them to live better lives.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you support the companies that support what we do here, if you are a listener to this program, you're saying, I enjoy listening to this program. So for this program to grow and to be around, we have to support the companies that support the program.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, y'all know that we run every company that sponsors here, they go through a vetting process. We don't just bring any company on.
Absolutely.
We need to know who you are, what you do, what your history is, and are you going to give to the people who listen to the program what you say that you're going to give. So our situation is about credibility. We don't just put anybody on and vouch for them and call them friend just because they pay us money. That's not how it works. So, but it does work like that in some cases. And we're not knocking that, you know, if that's what you do. But what we're saying is the companies that we deal with here on Point Talk have been vetted through the people that we deal with and the folks who run our company and advise us on what to do with our company. You know, these people have to pass through these tests. So what we're telling you is that Amerigroup has been vetted. They are the type of company. Of course, everybody knows Rashad Briscoe. This man works for the company and is a representative, and he is above reproach.
Absolutely.
I mean, he has the type of credibility that anybody in any business on any level that you deal with, this man is just completely unimpeachable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has the type of integrity that you want the company that you deal with to have. He has the utmost integrity. We have the utmost respect for him, and we vouch for these people, and we're telling you that it is important to deal with the people who support not only our program. There's other programs on this station and on other places.
Right.
You just have to support the people that are supporting them.
Absolutely. And we know Rashad, and we have had a long relationship with Rashad, as well as
absolutely,
as well as Amerigroup Real Solutions. And what we're telling you is that we feel confident and comfortable by telling you, it is a program for kids. For if you're looking to have your kids taken care of, insured, and making sure that they're taken care of, that Amerigroup Real Solutions is a great place to start. And let me give you the number for Amerigroup Real Solutions. It's 800-454-3730. And Faith, I'm sure you can vouch the same. You've done a lot of work with Rashad. He is an amazing, amazing representative for Amerigroup.
Representative, and they do help adults also.
And they help adults,
yes,
as well.
So he is a really, really wonderful man who cares about our community.
Absolutely. And so we want to just make sure that people understand that this is free. It is open to the public. There's no registration necessary.
No. Just come out. The doors will be open at 10 o'clock. The doors will be open at 10 o'clock, and we'll be ready for you to come in and have a great time.
Absolutely.
And there will also be entertainment there.
It's going to be entertainment. It's free. It's going to be lots of activities for the kids. And it's a great help for adults who are having challenges with their blood pressure, their body mass index, and diabetes, plus so much more. Again, that's the Alexander Fulton Hotel, 701 4th Street, right here in Alexandria, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Miss Faith Johnson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, you're On Point, the official OPT Network. Don't forget about the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Our friends and partners at Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. You can phone them at 800-454-3730. Remember, open enrollment starts May 15th. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. The number 800-833-4195. Also, McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. 15 minutes after 8 a.m. local time, 15 minutes after 9 Eastern. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapides Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Stuff if you stumble.
mumble just be tongue in cheek. Love is always just like hide and seek. Anthony, Cleopatra did it too.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Tuesday, and if you're wondering about that smooth sound, it is the enjoyment of Michael Franks, and we have decided that today on the OPT Network, the what show?
The bigger show.
With the what sound?
With the bigger, smoother sound.
Yes. That the smooth
prime time drive, baby.
That the smooth sound that you will be enjoying in prime time this morning, this Tuesday morning, being fulfilled, will be Michael Frank.
Let me see if Pastor Charles is up on it. Pastor Charles, what show is it? It's the what show?
It's the OPT Network. Yeah.
That's a cue to bring him right over.
Good morning, Pastor Charles, and welcome back to the OPT Network.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Colette. How y'all doing this morning? I see y'all having a lot of fun over there in the name of Jesus. That's a good thing.
Absolutely. Well, Pastor Charles is one of those people that really encourages us and calls us or texts us a lot. Pastor Charles, we appreciate it. And we're happy.
Hey, thank you.
And we're happy to talk about what you guys have going on down in Opelousas. Let's talk about it.
It's not really down in Opelousas. It is in Eunice, Louisiana, where the senior pastor, Pastor Caesar, and co-pastor Charles, we will be having a revival on the 14th, 15th, and 16th. We want to gladly invite everyone to come out and be blessed. If you need some rejuvenating, that is the place to be. Come on and get your praise on. Come on and be welcome. Take off your shoes because the word of God says where you are gathered in the name of Jesus, it is holy. So we are gladly inviting everyone to come out in the Overland area and the Oakdale area, Opelousas, Eunice, all the surrounding area. Come on out and be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Pastor Charles.
We're going to have three great nights of praise and worship in the great word of God. Going to go forth, and we're going to pray that somebody be delivered in the name of Jesus.
That's awesome. Pastor Charles, I thought you said it wasn't Opelousas.
No, no, it's in Eunice, Louisiana. That's where
I'm
church
joking.
At you. Get it right now, DC. Get it right. I'm going to come through that phone. We don't want the people going to the wrong place now. We don't want the people going to the wrong place. I also want to put out there to the young people to come on out, too, because we're supposed to have the artist Cupid supposed to show up and do a few gospel songs for us. So come on out and be blessed. Come on out and be blessed. We want you to be blessed in the name of Jesus. So many people miss out on their blessings. So many people miss out on their blessings because they don't really know the voice of God. But we teach the true word, the true living word of God, where the fire, just like Jeremiah said, like fire. So we want you to come on out. We want you to come on out and be blessed in Jesus' name.
Pastor Curley,
you that go for you to DC, you and Sister Coletta. You want y'all to come out and be blessed. Come on and enjoy the family. Come on and celebrate with us.
Pastor Charles, you are excited this morning. Now tell people the name of the church and the address of the church and when the dates are.
The name of the church is True Vine of God in Christ. We are in Eunice, Louisiana at 200 South Martin Luther King Drive. Again, 200 South of Martin Luther King Drive. We want you to be blessed. I mean, just like I can shout for the Lord. Matter of fact, let me reverse that. How we shout for the world, we can come on and shout for Jesus. And I had an old T-shirt made, and it said on the front that I am a fool for Jesus. And people tend to look at me crazy. But when I pass them up and they look at the back of my shirt, it said, who fool are you? That's what it said. Who fool are you? I don't want to be a fool for Jesus. If I'm going to be a fool for anything, I'm a fool for everything, so I might as well do the right thing. So come on out. Come on out. Come on out and be blessed.
Pastor Charles, that is absolutely exciting. I don't think there's anybody that doesn't feel your excitement and your energy, and we thank you, Pastor Charles, for calling up and sharing that with our audience. It's going to be a True Vine, and the address is 200 South Martin Luther King Drive in Eunice, Louisiana. So we want to thank Pastor Charles. As I said, he's always calling DC and or texting DC while we're on the air, and just encouraging us. And we want to make sure that we help him to get out what's going on with his church down in Eunice, Louisiana. That was some excitement for this morning, huh, D.C.?
Man, let me tell you something. Pastor Curly Charles is just you heard him. He said it himself. He said it to your face. Mm-hmm. He is a fool for God.
Well, you know what? It probably just doesn't get any better than that.
No, he sold out to Jesus.
Absolutely.
That's what that is.
And you know, D.C., before we started the last segment, we talked about how important it is for us to make sure that we stay connected with the community and with community events and things that are going on, things that are important to you. And oftentimes people are trying to find ways to get their events noticed so that people know what's going on. Well, one of the ways that you can do that, well, there are actually a few ways. You can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. And there is a tab that just says contact. You can click on it and you can send us a quick message. If that's way too much for you, then you can simply phone us at 318-445-5658. And just like Pastor Curly, D.C., while we're on the air, he just picks up the phone and he just calls you.
He makes it happen.
He makes it happen.
Absolutely. All that was a phone call. We're glad to do it for you.
Glad to do it. And also people like Faith Johnson, she works so diligently and so hard at the library, bringing great things to the community. We want to thank the Rapides Parish Library for all that they do to make sure that our community is healthy and whole.
Absolutely, Carlette. We give a big shout out to Amerigroup, mm-hmm. who is always on the front lines of sponsoring things and putting their money where their mouth
mm-hmm.
is. You know, they are in this community and in surrounding areas to help it to be better and help people live better, healthy, whole lives.
And it's about giving back. And you know what? I don't know if people really take notice about companies that you frequent or companies that you use. If you ever really notice, what are they really doing? Are they just trying to suck you in without really giving anything? Or are you going and frequenting their business and they're not really doing anything to support what's important to your community? And health is important for each and every one of us. And one of the things that we talk about all the time is knowing your numbers, especially your blood pressure. And Faith said something so important, and we've all had it happen. You can be fine. Everything is calm until you know that you've got to go into the doctor. And for whatever reason, your blood pressure just skyrockets. Even if you've been normal the whole time, it just goes through the roof. And if you've been having some challenges and you're just really not sure, this is a great opportunity where it's free. It's a great opportunity to get out, you know, with yourself, with a friend, with your family, with kids, whatever. And just see what they have to offer. And there's going to be so many things that you're not expecting. So many things that you didn't know that you needed. So many things that you can use that maybe you weren't aware of. And we say it all the time, knowledge is power. But the only way that it becomes powerful is when you use it. Well, switching gears just a little bit, I'm going to tell you what's coming up next on the OPT Network. You know, we have been talking about relationships and marriages a lot. And for whatever reason, well, we know the reason. We believe it's a God thing. It's the universe saying to us that we need to talk more about relationships and marriages. Well, we have been getting inundated with authors who are writing on the subject. And this morning, we're going to talk about another book that talks about marriage, that talks about relationships, and we're going to talk about it with somebody we love, love, love to talk to that has great insights, that has written a book that is smart, informative, and it's going to help us all just think a little bit differently about where we are. And I'm telling you, if you really, really listen with your whole heart, you'll be able to locate where you are. And when I say locate where you are, that has a lot to do with being honest about where you are in the process, where you are on the journey. And for many of us, we have not been honest about where we are on the journey. So if you'll listen with your whole heart and you take it in, then not only do you learn some things, but you're able to say to yourself in the privacy of your car or at your office desk, you're able to say to yourself, do I do that? And then yourself is not going to want to admit that you do that. But then when you just really think about it, you might say, I'm going to own that, and then I'm going to change that. Hey, everybody, you're on point. The official OPT Network. We don't want you to forget about Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. The ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage can help you whether you're refinancing, purchasing your first home, or just investing. The number to phone, 318-561-8020. Also, Walker Automotive Group, when others won't. Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to tell you who our guest is and what her book is about right after this.
Hey, must be the money.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT.
Bacon Clubhouse rules. If someone asks you if McDonald's new Bacon Clubhouse sandwich is greater than LeBron James, you say yes.
What?
LeBron? How'd you get here?
Magic. Now what's so great about it?
You can get 100% pure beef or crispier grilled premium chicken.
Uh-huh.
The new artisan roll.
Uh-huh.
Thick cut applewood smoked bacon and Big Mac special sauce.
And that's all greater than me?
Well,
I'm playing, man. I know it's great.
Nothing rules like the new Bacon Clubhouse. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. I participate in McDonald's.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Do you need help developing your business? The City of Alexandria and the Ministers of Economic Development, in collaboration with the Louisiana Department of Economic Development, want to assist you with resources to help you grow your business. The Small and Emerging Business Development Program was designed to help provide managerial and technical assistance for small businesses in Louisiana. Certified small and emerging businesses qualify for help with entrepreneurial training. accounting, bid preparation and pricing, business plan preparation, finance, human resources, inventory management, industry-specific training, legal services, marketing, project management, and other areas of technical and managerial assistance. The certification process is simple and can be done online. For certification and program information, visit the Small Business section of OpportunityLouisiana.com. And for additional information on the Small and Emerging Business Development Program in this area, call 318-442-3593 or 318-561-2299.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine. I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network and the smooth sounds of Mr. Michael Franks. You know what? We want to serenade your heart and your mind this morning with the smooth sounds of Michael Franks. And sometimes when we talk about marriage and relationships, we need a little bit of a serenade just to soften our hearts, to soften our minds. And this is what we want to ask you to do this morning. We want you to listen with your whole heart and open up your heart and your mind to possibility. Our guest this morning, joining us all the way from the ATL, is Lakia Brandenburg. She is no stranger to the OPT Network. She is the founder and CEO of Perfectly Imperfect Publishing. She's an author, a speaker, a dreamer, a life coach, and her latest book is called The Tiara: Five Ways to Reign as Queen of Your Castle. Lakia, good morning, and welcome back to the OPT.
Good morning, Carla. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, I said to you, Lakia, before we came up, that the tiara is very, very deceiving when you first look at it on its face, but it is a beautiful metaphor for what marriage is, literally and figuratively, and how it starts out. Let's talk about why you wrote The Tiara.
Wow. Well, you know what, Carlette? I am, as most people say, I'm new to marriage. I've been married going on 5 years this year. And when I first got married, you know, after I said I do, then I was like, okay, then what do I do? Because now I'm taking on a new role, a new position, a new responsibility, a new level of responsibility. And so I really wanted to make sure that I was playing my position in my marriage. I really wanted to make sure that I understood that this partnership meant I played a part. So I was reminded of a quote, Carlette, I'm not sure if you heard of this. It's a Japanese proverb that says, all married women aren't wives. all married women aren't wives. And so that quote was so deep for me. I had to really start breaking it down and said, wow, you know, you can be married and still not functioning as a wife. And I understand there's a proverb that says an excellent wife is the crown to her husband. So when it came to me understanding marriage and operating and functioning as a wife, I thought of royalty. I thought of the wife wearing a tiara. And it was just, it was more of an invisible representation, Carlette, of what a wife does, of what a wife is, and who she represents in her marriage. And so the tiara is actually an acronym that breaks down the principles. I call them our gems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are some precious gems that we have that we must do in order to shine bright like a diamond in our marriage.
Absolutely. Now, before we break down the acronym, and to answer your question, I had not heard of the Japanese proverb until I read it in your book. And I had to read it a couple times, and it did strike me. But before we talk about the acronym, I want to rewind, because there are so many couples that are living what you write about in the book. And it starts with the marriage that we see before we enter into our own marriage. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. See, it's all about getting a vision. And I've talked about this before on the show, about truly visualizing what marriage is. See, you know, there's a transformation that takes place on your wedding day. And a lot of women, and I've noticed, we're more focused on getting married, actually the event of getting married, and not really understanding that we're going to be a bride for one day, but we're going to be a wife for the rest of our lives. So instead of wearing that tiara for one day as a bride, why not start preparing yourself, the same energy you're putting into, you know, finding the wedding dress, the same energy you're putting into actually finding a venue, you know, going through all of this to create this absolutely amazing day. This is the preparation that needs to go into place and continue to go into place in order to create the marriage that you want. So it started with me visualizing what is a wife? You know, what does a wife look like? What type of wife do I want to be for my husband? And I had to actually create a new vision, Carlette, because my first example came from my now divorced parents, who had a very strained marriage, who had a very abusive marriage, who, you know, marriage was everything but picture perfect for them. And so that's what I had in my mind. My husband had another example of marriage. Guess what? It didn't exist. He never saw married couples. So for him, marriage was not something that you entertain, because it just messed everything up. So it started with me truly realizing, how do I want to communicate with my husband? How do I see us, you know, loving each other, growing? What are his dreams? What are my dreams? It's more than just getting married and having that white picket fence, Carlette.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm understanding that even within 5 years now. I don't know it all. I haven't figured it all out. But I know I'm taking this position in my life very seriously. I'm taking my husband as my king very seriously. And so I really wanted to understand and get past the fantasy, get past the, you know, the happily ever after, the Walt Disney stories. I wanted to get past that and truly understand the essence of being a wife and the essence and the beauty in being married.
Now, this is what I wondered about, Lakia, in the book. I wondered where all of that wisdom came from and all of the no, really, the thought processes that you had, and we've had wonderful conversations about your dream boards and your vision, but I had never really seen or read anybody talk about their vision beyond the pomp and circumstances of that day.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
I think it came from me. And for me personally, during our premarital education, when we finally got through, I think we go through that stage, Carlette, where your boyfriend and girlfriend, and then you just realize, what are we going to do? We've been together forever. One night of woo turned into 8 years of, what are we doing? You know, are we going to be together? Are we not going to be together? Are we adding value to each other's lives? And I think what I realized was that, again, marriage is truly a gift. And I wanted to take it seriously. I wanted to truly respect the gift that marriage was. So it took me going to premarital education for a year, my husband and I, almost a year. Instead of planning the wedding for a year, we were planning our marriage. We were truly understanding, okay, what did God say marriage is? Okay, the foundation of marriage is this. What did he say a wife is in a marriage? What did he say a husband is? Because I'm seeing us, by us taking this position seriously, just like when I wanted to go to college and study for my career. I took that so seriously. I take everything else in my life seriously. So why wouldn't I take that same wisdom, the same knowledge, that same experience, and put that towards building the relationship that I'm going to have for the rest of my life? That's my intention. So I think because I went into it with the desire to know how to, you know, communicate in a level where I wasn't actually growing up seeing this. I grew up in a household where arguing is how we communicated. And I didn't know that there was a different way. So when I discovered that knowledge, you know, created me a new mind, when I truly was able to accept new information on how to operate with communicating, with, you know, knowing how to actually train up my child in the way that she's supposed to be, I just took it on a different level, Carlette. I figured the things that are important to us, we prioritize. Mm-hmm. And I decided that I'm going to prioritize my position as a wife. I'm going to prioritize my husband's position and what we're developing and building together to be an example for this little girl that's coming up, you know, with mm-hmm. us. We're actually training to be, you know, a wonderful young lady. So I just took it seriously. It was just something I had to do.
Hmm. Now, you know, that brings up another point, because most of us are really only products of what we have seen.
Of our environment, yes.
Right. You know, we only know what we have seen. When did you really understand that there are some things maybe that my parents did right, even in the midst of all of the insanity? Because that's really what it is.
Yes.
But they did a lot of things wrong. When did you, because, and subconsciously, don't we just do sort of what we have seen? How do you change that behavior?
Absolutely. It took practice, and it still does today. It took me doing some self-discovery, you know, going back to when my parents were married. What did I witness? Because it was a lot of things that I didn't realize. For example, with my father, I didn't realize that, you know, he really didn't understand how to be a husband. His whole, I guess, job or position in the house was to provide. And he felt that once he did that, he was showing us love. He was showing us everything that we needed. And he didn't realize we were lacking. It took me really going back and forgiving him for the things that I saw him do to my mother. It took me going back and forgiving my mother for some things that maybe she even did and did it, you know, subconsciously. She didn't even realize she was acting and we were watching. That's the thing. I was actually watching as a younger child. You know, my mother, my sister was in college. My brother, older brother, was out of the house. So I was there watching all of this and observing and soaking it in and realizing, like, wow, this is what a relationship is. Like, if this is what marriage is, then I definitely don't want to get married. This is not what I want. And so I took that with me, scorned and all, in my 20s, you know, dating. You know, I met Derek. I didn't know what I wanted with him. I just figured, hey, if I want love, I need to find somebody, you know, to love me. And not even realizing that I was just, like, you know, following the same pattern that my parents had actually followed for themselves. So it took me forgiving. It took me going back, seeing where I started to look like my father in some ways. Where I started, I was very hard, Carlette. I didn't know how to talk to men. Mm-hmm. And I got that from seeing how my parents communicated with each other. I was a very, you know, sharp mouth. I was very, you know, I don't know where that attitude was coming from, just very angry. And I think a lot of that built up from my past. So I had to forgive myself. I had to forgive completely in order to let go of that past and realize, wow, I can create a new future. My marriage does not have to look like Ruth and Thomas. It doesn't. And I'm not going to, you know, say I'm dogging my parents, because I love them dearly. And what they did for me was show me what I don't want in a good way. Mm-hmm. They showed me the things that I do want, but they also provided for me, like, well, you know what? I really don't want to, you know, interact with my husband in that way. Mm-hmm. So they gave me the opportunity to create a new and start afresh.
Hmm. That is such a wonderful, wonderful revelation. Do you remember, Lakia, that moment when you owned? And I want to go here simply because there are some women that are listening, and probably men as well, that have this new terminology that is not really new. It's called a stronghold. And a stronghold is that thing that has a hold of you, and oftentimes you don't know that it does. Do you remember when you had that when you discovered that stronghold that was weighing you down from years and years and years of seeing your parents, and that you needed to own it to confront it and then change it. Do you remember that moment?
I do remember that moment, Carla, and it was a very painful moment. You know, I was in my 20s, and I called that stage my Cinderella stage. You know, I was basically, you know, sweeping away old habits. I was getting a new mind as far as how I communicated with people. You know, I had a deacon from my church who actually took me under his wing and started to affirm me, things that my father didn't know he was supposed to do, because I was just out here kind of lost. And it took that, you know, that model. It took him taking me in as my mentor, and showing me how to be a woman, showing me how to, you know, be soft around the edges, but still being, you know, firm about what it is that I wanted. You know, he showed me that I didn't have to be that way. And for me, it just took, another person showing me, like placing the mirror in my face. It was like mirror, mirror on the wall. And I didn't want to confront that because I felt that I was fine the way I was, but not realizing that my attitude, that the way that I was holding on, like you said, that stronghold, I was holding on to the past, unforgiveness was actually hindering me from moving forward in my relationship with Derek or whoever it was going to be. And I thank God that it was Derek. But I thank God also for his patience, because I was a work in progress, truly a work in progress, because I didn't realize how much damage I had with seeing my parents. And they didn't realize it either until I actually wrote the book and they read it and they said, wow, I'm sorry, because sometimes we just do not know that we don't know that we're hurting somebody. We don't know the impact we're having until we're actually able to say, you know what, forgiveness is not really for them, it's for me. And when I'm able to forgive and let go, now I can open myself up to be loved. I can open myself up to receive what God has for me. And that's all good things.
Absolutely. The book is called The Tiara, 5 Ways to Reign as Queen of Your Castle. Don't let the title fool you. This is a powerful, powerful book. What we got to do is we got to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to break it down. But first, let me say thank you for our sponsors who are sponsoring this segment of the OPT Network, Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank, meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, Davis One Stop, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Sylvia's Caring Companions, Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People. Don't forget about Incarnate Word Community Clinic. It is a free clinic. It is open to all. It's located at 3351 Masonic Drive right here in Alexandria. They've got urgent care, physician appointments, and you can phone or walk in. The number 318-448-6800. Lakia Brandenburg, author. Lakia Brandenburg is our guest. Stay on point. You don't want to miss this conversation. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the networking